Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric.
The Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland, the ASTI, announced at the weekend that it will ballot members on industrial action. They say there are several issues relating to reopening of schools that have compelled them to take this action. And I'm joined by Anne Piggott, who's ASTI president, and also Colm O'Rourke, who's principal at St. Patrick's Classical School in Navan. Anne, if I can come to you first. Good morning, first of all.
Good morning, Claire.
I was struck by one story of teachers who have the COVID app on their phone and they get a ping on the phone to alert them that they've been in contact with somebody who has been diagnosed positive for COVID-19. And then they are told to remain teaching in school.
Yeah, this happened last week and teachers, I think up to 30 teachers, got the warning. And then they were told after that that the app was wrong, there was something wrong with the app. Now, as you can imagine, there was huge alarm raised at that, as there has been alarm from teachers in schools where students have tested positive over the past few weeks. And we would expect that those numbers will grow as the weeks go on.
So what you're saying essentially is teachers are expected to carry on while the rest of us are told if we're in contact with somebody who's positive that we have to self-isolate.
Yes, and even if I can go back to the 8th of September, there was a heading on The Independent and it said, parents and teachers alarm as classes continue at school. This has continued and I'm getting several emails and phone calls from distraught members. Even one day somebody who wrote in to tell me, I am now about to go into a classroom where there was a confirmed case last week and teachers are very worried and concerned and full of trepidation.
So what are you saying then today?
So what we're saying is that we want health and safety measures implemented in schools. And while the department might not be against them, we have to make sure that every school is acting safely. I have several reports of staff meetings taking place with big numbers of staff. There is no alternative provided in terms of a remote meeting somewhere else in the school or from the classrooms. I am hearing about social distancing that isn't occurring. I'm hearing about huge numbers in classes. And I'm hearing about cleaning that is not being done properly in schools.
Mm-hmm. And your members are clearly coming to you and saying that they are nervous and worried and upset.
Yes. And then we had a meeting on Saturday with quite a few members. This followed the decision to take a ballot, and this morning I'm getting several emails supporting the decision and from people telling me how afraid they are in school. And I'll just quote you one line that I got this morning. I did not sign up for that call of duty when I became a teacher by risking my life. And this is exactly how teachers feel.
Okay, I want to go to Colm O'Rourke now, as I said, who's with us on the line as well. What do you make of all of that, Colm? Is that happening in your experience?
No, it's not happening in my experience. I'm sure there are a lot of people with fears and trepidations about school, but like we're not much different from nurses or doctors. We're frontline workers now. And I think the view among teachers in general is that they have to get on with it as best they can. And I think it would be a PR disaster for teaching and for teachers in particular if there was any threat to schools continuing on, because I think there's so many people now in danger of losing their jobs in the hospitality sector, and I think every school is doing the absolute best that they can to ensure schools remain open. And the ASTI signed up to this coming back to school thing, and I'm still amazed that the ASTI and the department and the State Exams Commission couldn't agree on having 4 or 5 doing the leaving in classrooms in June and yet agreed to put 30 in classrooms in September to come back to school. But the reality of life in schools is that...
So are you saying that they shouldn't have signed up to it, to coming back?
Well, you can't have it both ways. I think that we all want to be back at school. I think we're all trying to get on with the job as best we can. The reality for life, if you want to push things to the limit and talk about absolute safe social distancing, there is no school that could have opened or stay open. So I think schools are doing the very best they can, and I think this is a PR disaster from the STI point of view. But good at that sort of thing.
Well, let's get Anne back in on that then. Anne, you're just like nurses and doctors, the teachers have to get on with it.
Well, I agree with some of the points he makes in that, for example, he mentioned exams, and of course we certainly don't want that system to go ahead next year. We certainly want a proper leaving cert like next year. He mentioned people who had no jobs and work in society. And I suppose the point about that is The number is currently, yesterday, 396, hugely concerning. But if this continues and if schools are the area for transmission, as they might well be in the future, then that might certainly mean that more people won't have jobs. And if schools keep little safeguards in place, then that will cause more trouble. And some restaurants might even have been far safer than schools. I'm hearing about schools where break times are now staggered. But as a result of that, some schools aren't leaving children out to shops, local shops. And I've heard of more than one school that have 300 students in the canteen at the same time with no social distancing. And I would also like to say, Claire, that teachers want education to go on. We want to be in school. We want to be in school safely, and we want all the students and subsequently their families in the community to be safe also.
Is now the time, though, to be saying, look, we might go as far as industrial action here? I mean, Colm's point that this is a PR disaster for teachers and for the ASDI. How do you react to that?
Well, I do, of course, the opinion of the public has to be taken on board, but overall, the public does want to quell the virus. The public wants safety, and the public wants their family to be safe, and that's what we have to do. The motion that was passed on Saturday has made a list of things that they want to be fixed in schools and to be safe in schools, and they've put a date up to the 30th of October. Now, that gives plenty of time for every school management to look at their schools. And let me also say, some schools are probably perfect and have followed all the guidelines and doing what they can. But the schools who are not facing up to what's going on in their school, they need to sort out events. Mm-hmm. I'm also hearing from teachers who are telling me that their schools are hiding cases. They don't want the public to know. They don't want their reputations ruined should a case exist. And as I said at the start as well, when a student is tested positive in a class, the teacher going into that class is very worried. The student who may be the suspect will be taken and will be tested. But up now, that might be taking up to 72 hours.
Yeah, I don't know how a school would hide a case. I mean, if a case if somebody's diagnosed positive, the HSE contact tracing service then will take over that. I mean, that's not going to be up to the school to try and be involved there in hiding anything, surely.
No, but I did hear also of a case last week where a teacher told me a student was coughing in their class, and this student wouldn't normally be coughing. They felt sick. The teacher sent them to management. Management took their temperature and told the teacher they were fine. I mean, that can't be happening. Any student who appears to have any of the symptoms must go to the isolation area and then must isolate after
that. Okay. Colm, can I bring you back in? This is just about safety. This is about keeping students, teachers and ultimately their communities safe.
Absolutely, and it'd be highly irresponsible of any school management that wouldn't protect the teachers and the rest of the students in the case that Anne is talking about. But in my experience in dealing with other principals is that everybody is doing their level best and they're very conscious of the need to maintain safety. The biggest issue of all will arise in cases where a number of students are having to isolate because they've had close contact with maybe a positive case, and the difficulty then of maintaining schooling for those sort of people is going to be one of the big problems of the future, as I would see it. And of course, if you have teachers out, we have difficulty with substitute teachers and things like that. But I think for any union to talk about strike action in the middle of a pandemic, I think would go down like a lead balloon mm-hmm. with the public.
But should we be concerned at all that because the political imperative around keeping the schools open, that's what we hear a lot of, there's a lot of capital invested in that, and perhaps, Colm, this could lead to mistakes, and that's what the ASTI is trying to highlight today?
Yeah, well, I'm quite sure there have been plenty of mistakes, and I have highlighted quite a few of them at different times. But I think the single biggest issue, which we all would agree on, is that we need a dedicated testing service where people in the education sector, whether it's a student or a teacher or a close contact of somebody who's going to be directly involved, could get a test and get a result within 24 hours. I think that would be a massive step forward for all of us.
Mm-hmm. We're getting lots of response to this morning. Spare a thought for a teacher going in this morning having been informed that their school had at least one confirmed case. They're doing this for the best interests of the children. They need protection. I mean, do you understand, Colm, that teachers are nervous? They are worried and they're scared.
Yeah, well, I have almost 70 teachers here, Claire, every day, and I speak to them a lot, and they are nervous and they are concerned. But there's none of them that I can hear or see or talk to that would have any interest in any sort of strike action, because I think at this particular time, the welfare of their students is paramount to them, and they want to try and maintain school. They do not want to go back to online schooling as we had in March, April and May, which is a disaster, no matter what anybody tries to talk it up to be. It just doesn't work. So I think it is vitally important that we all work together to ensure schools stay open, and I think that the ASTI should stop talking about imminent threat of strike action.
Okay, and Anand, this for you from a listener who says the usual claptrap from teachers. What about medical staff and retail staff with underlying issues? Are they on strike?
Well, I would like to say that we admire and totally appreciate the work done by nurses and other frontline workers. And teachers are exposed in a different way, in that we face up to 200 children in one day at school. And I suppose as well, if we manage to keep cases down in school, then hospitals won't suffer and nurses won't be inundated with cases as well. And the other point is, a lot of our teachers, a lot of our part-time teachers have had jobs also in pubs and restaurants, and they don't have those now either.
Mm-hmm. John in Limerick says, if teachers are to be the same as healthcare workers, then give them the same level of medical PPE and safety measures. Are you saying in some schools the teachers are coming to you, your members, and saying, we're not getting PPE, the PPE that we need, Anne?
Yeah, there was a school contacted us last week. And again, this is probably one case that represents others. And they wanted the school to provide them with masks. Now, schools have agreed and they've been given funding to have masks available even for the students who don't have them when they come in. And the staff were told they were not going to be given masks. A lot of our members as well want high quality masks, particularly if they're involved in situations where they're going to be accompanying students to isolation areas. They really feel they need to be protected. I do agree with Mr. O'Rourke there when he said that we do need dedicated testing in order to keep schools open. We would totally agree with that. And also, this is going out to ballot to our members, so members might decide what course of action they would like to take in these events.
Okay. And thanks very much for joining us. Anne Pickett there from the ASTI, and Colm O'Rourke, who is the principal of St. Patrick's School in Navan. Ronan has been in touch to say, if teachers strike, all parents will be stunned and outraged, as we have carried the burden for 5 months already. Grocery retailers, our doctors and nurses have done an amazing job and they've gotten on with it. It's time the teachers did the same. And lots more reaction coming in to that discussion to 51551.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.